So let me discuss a short shayla. We don't have so much time for the halacha, but a small shayla related to inyanei tzitzis. We know that the pasuk says al kanfe bigdeim, but also on tzitzis al kanfe bigdeim. So it sounds like the beged of tzitzis can be owned by more than one person. It doesn't have to be shalachem, so to speak. Right? It doesn't have to belong to one individual. And yet the pasuk says gedilim taslecha al arba kanfos ksuscha shetachaseba. Ksuscha sounds like it has to be your ksus. So which one is it? Right? Which one is it? Ksuscha sounds like the doch in the shutvus lo, that has to belong to you. And yet it says akanfe bigdeim, which seems to imply that talish shel shutvus is chayim. So the Gemara in Chulin on the Kuf Lamed Vav says that ksuscha comes to tell me that a talish she'ula is p'tura min atzitzis. Akanfe bigdeim says that a talish shel shutvus, if it's owned by a number of people, then it's going to be chayim. But if it's borrowed, if it's not owned by the individual at all, even partially, a talish shula is potter min atzitzis. The Tosis earlier in Chulan Rav Kuf Yud Amud Bey says that taka min haTorah a talish shula is potter forever, but the lashon of the Gemara is that it's potter kol shloshim yom. That means midirabbanan Chazal say that after 30 days, then taka a talish shula is going to be chayiv because it's nireis kishalo. It looks like if you borrow it for 30 days, so people begin to think, oh, this is his talis. Midirabbanan Chazal say that it's chayiv. But fundamentally, min haTorah a talish shula is potter la'olam. The Rashi has a very important yesod, that the fact that talis she'ula, a borrowed talis, is potter, that's only if you borrow the beged that's not mitsuyetzis. There are no tzitzis on the beged. You borrow the beged. That's what a talis she'ula means. It's not a colloquial talis, as we call it. Talis with a tzitzis on it. No, if you have a talis she'ula, if you have a beged, if you have a garment that is borrowed, and you put tzitzis on it, so then it's going to be p'tura. What says the Rosh? If you borrow a talis ha-mitsuyetzis, so that certainly is going to be chayev, even toch shloshim yom. Because adaita dehachi hish'ilalo, the person lent it out to you, adaita dehachi, you should be able to make a brach on it. He lent it out so that you'll be able to be kone the beged. He's assuming that you'll be kone of matana manas lahachsir, you're kone for the moment that you have the beged, and certainly you should be able to make a brach on it. That's how the Rosh says. And it's different than the Gemara, right? It's an expansion of the Gemara. The Gemara just says talis shul p'tura, so the Rosh qualifies and says that that's only if the beged is borrowed. But if the talis is a talis hamitsuyetzis and is borrowed, so then it's going to be chayiv immediately. We assume that it's given to matan as lahachzir, and therefore you can't make a brach on it. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch passes. In Siman Yud Dalet Zev Gimel, Shulchan Aruch says that if you borrow a talis hamitsuyetzis, so then it's chayiv and a brach immediately, because it's not considered a talis she'ula. That's not what the Gemara says when it talks about a talis she'ula. So the question is, if a person borrows a talis, a shul talis, right, a shul talis, do you make a bracha on the shul talis when you borrow it? There seem to be many good reasons why you should make a bracha on the shul talis. One of them is the Rosh. Even though the shul talis is a talis she'ula, but it is a talis she'ula hamitsuyetzes, so according to the Rosh, that's not included within the p'tur of talis she'ula. That should be chayav in a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah quotes another reason from the Achronim that the tzibur, when they buy the talisim, adait the hachi kanu, the purpose of buying the talisim is to enable other people, to enable people who pick up the talis to be out to the mitzvah. So they want you to be kone the talis. They want you to be kone the talis. Even if you'd argue with the Rosh and say that a talis hamitsuyetzis is still ptura, but that's only if it's Shaula. But in the case of a shul talis, if they want people to be able to own the talis, adait the hachi kanu, so then even if it's a talis, even if talis hamitsuyetzis is p'tura, it's only p'tura because we don't assume that the person who's lending out the talis has that das in mind. But by the shul talis, why else do they have a talis? And they want people to wear them. So mistam, in that case, we can say that they want people to be able to wear the talis and to make a bracha, to be able to the mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah asks, what do you need this second reason? What do you need this idea that adait the hachi kanu? Just say pasha. That a talis of the kohol, a talis of the shul, is a talis shel shutin. Forget about a talis shu'ula. It's not a talis shu'ula. If you're a member of the shul, so then, of course you can make a bracha on that talis. That's a talis shel shutin. That's not a talis shu'ula. A talis shu'ula means if I borrow the talis, but talis shel shutin, we said, is chayiv. So, frek the Mishnah Berurah, isn't it a davar pasha that you should be able to make a bracha on the shul talis? If you're a member of the shul, so then that's a talis shel shufim. So of course, you're a partial owner, so you should be able to make a bracha. So there are different answers given to this kasha. One of the answers, the simplest answer, is that the reason is needed not for members of the shul, but the reason is needed for people who don't pay membership to the shul. Right? That if you come as a guest to the shul, you're not a member in the shul. So it's not a talashal shutim for you. Oh, but if I died to the hachi kanu, if the shul bought the talis and mitchila, that anyone who uses the talis should be able to be yotze the mitzvah, so that even if there's someone who's a non-member, the shul bought the talis, so that person will be able to be yotze the mitzvah too, so he should be able to make a bracha also. And of course, even if you say talis she'ula, right, lefi the rosh, he should be chayav to make a bracha anyway, because there's a talis she'ula, that's mitzvah yetzes, so l'chor, there's a reason to make a bracha. So, at first glance, you'd say that someone who borrows a talis, a shul talis, to get an aliyah, for any purpose, you'd imagine he should always make a bracha. Because there are many reasons to make a bracha. First of all, it's a talis hamitzuyesa, so even if it's a talis shu'ula, the rosh holds it's fine. And the chalal, if a person is a member of the shul, it's a talis shal shutim, so he certainly should be chayiv. And even if he's a guest, but we assume, adati d'havi kanu, that the members of the shul bought the talisim so that people will be able to be yotze the bracha. So, for three reasons, it would seem as though everyone who borrows a talis, you borrow a talis for an aliyah, a kohen borrows a talis to duchen, a person borrows a talis for a kibbut at a bris, you know, whatever the circumstance is, he should always have to make a bracha. But we don't see people doing that. Right? We find people just borrow the talis, they put the talis on, get the aliyah, take the talis off. What kind of a strange notion is that? They don't make a bracha. They're putting on the talis, it's a mitzvah. Why shouldn't they make a bracha? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Sha'arei Ephraim, who says that the answer is that we assume that if you wear a talis only lekavod atzibur, that's not lechayiv in a bracha. The pasuk says gedilim taslecha al arba kanfos ksuscha asher techaseba. Asher techaseba sounds like you're being mechase l'shem levisha to wear the talis. Not that you're wearing it lekavod ba'alma, wearing it for the kavod of the tzibur, but you're wearing the talis as a mitzvah, right? You're wearing the talis as a levisha. So here, if you borrow the talis to get an aliyah, you borrow a talis for a kibud, you're wearing it als kavod atzibur. You're not really wearing it for the mitzvah per se. So maybe that's the reason why the minhag is that we don't make a bracha. Now, it's not so simple, because the Sha'arei Ephraim himself seems to assume that this is only if a person doesn't do ituf, if he doesn't put it over his head. So married people who do put talisim over their heads, it's a little bit more of a shayla, because if a person gets an aliyah and will put the talis over his head, maybe even according to the Sha'arei Ephraim, we should make a bracha. Because that's a real ituf. I mean, it could be that the Sha'arei Ephraim is only making a tziruf, that if he doesn't make an ituf, it's a shayla whether he's yotze the mitzvah anyway, whether he should have to make a bracha, and it's only l'kavod ba'alma, so maybe in such a case there's more room to be makel. It is somewhat of a shayla, but it seems as though this is the minhag l'maisa, that a person who puts on a talis only l'kavod ba'alma is not going to make a bracha. Maybe liyasa sa'es, the person should have in mind not to be kona the talis. Right? If one of the reasons that we had, right, certainly if the person's a guest, right? So if he's a guest, so then why should he be chayav to make the bracha? Well, he's shoel the talis hametzuyetzes. Right? Or maybe the tzibur had in mind that someone should be able to be kona the talis. That's only if you want to be kona the talis. So here there's a suffix if you really should be making a bracha anyway. So the best idea is before you take the talis, just have in mind, I am not kona the talis. So if you're not kona the talis, then it doesn't matter what the tzibur was thinking. Right? Even if the tzibur was thinking that a person should be able to be kona the talis, but in this particular context he doesn't want to be kona the talis, so then he shouldn't have to make a bracha. If a person, let's say, finds himself in a shul on Shabbos morning, he forgot his talis. Got his talis at home, or he's a guest by someone else, he forgot to bring the talis. So people often will borrow talis from the shul. So in that case, maybe you should be able to make a bracha. You want to wear the talis l'shem mitzvah, because you're going to wear it for the whole davening. It's not just l'kavod ba'alma. It's not like you're just they ask you to be a shliach tzibur. You have to be a shliach tzibur, so you wear a talis a little bit. That's l'kavod. That's for the kavod tzibur, really. So just being a shliach tzibur l'chora, there is no reason to make a bracha on that talis. But if you want to wear the talis for the whole davening, like married people often do, or Sfardim, even if they're not married, they wear it for the whole davening. So in that case, you're doing it l'shem mitzvah. It's not l'kavod ba'alma. It's nothing to do with the tzibur. You're davening in the tzibur, but you're not representing the tzibur as a shliach tzibur, getting a kibbutz of some sort. So in that case, if you have in mind that you want to be kohen the talis v'stamah, you should be able to make a bracha. Because again, if the tzibur has in mind to always be makna, any individual who picks up the talis, then l'chora, in such a case, when you're wearing it for the whole davening and it's not for a kibbud, so then you're wearing it l'shem mitzvah, so then you taka should have in mind to acquire it, and you should be able to make a bracha. There's an interesting minig in the Breuer's community that people who get an aliyah, mincha time on Shabbos, they put on the talis for the aliyah. If they open up the aron to take out the Torah, they put on the talis, and they wear the talis until after kedusha of the chazaras hashatz. That's what they do. Where did that minute come from? So the chora, it's somewhat related to this issue, right? Maybe it's related to this question as to, it's not so clear whether you can make a bracha, whether you should make a bracha or should not make a bracha on the talis. If you wear the talis for part of the shmona, for your own shmona esrei, the chora, you're wearing it, the shem mitzvah, you're not just wearing it as a kibbutz. So those individuals should make a bracha on the talis, whether they're members of the Breuer's community or they're guests of the community. And Taka, if you look, you'll see that they do make a bracha. People who know, they make a bracha on the talis. They try to put the talis on before they get the aliyah. You know, if you're running to get the aliyah, it's a tir for the tzibura to make the bracha, and everyone looks at you funny. So the best thing is to put on the talis before. They tell the people who are going to get aliyahs, who are going to get kibbudim. They put on the talisim before, and they all make a bracha. And then they keep the talisim on until after kiddush of chazaras hashatz. And that's the proper thing to do, because they're not just wearing the talis as a kibbutz. They're actually, if the minig in Breuer's is to wear it until after kedusha of chazaras hashatz, then they're actually wearing it l'shem mitzvah. So if they're wearing it l'shem mitzvah, and it's not just the kavod ba'alma, so then l'chor it's appropriate to make a bracha on the talis, even if it's not your talis and you're borrowing it from someone else. But if you only get the, if you only put on the talis as a kavod ba'alma, I think the minig is not to make the bracha. Yes, yes.
There's some sort of hapsik between trying to get the aliyah and your davening. In this,
but you're still wearing the talis. So what's the... Once the aliyah is over, you're wearing the talis l'shem mitzvah. And even if you're getting a kavod, you're getting some kind of a kibud, but you have in mind from the beginning that you want to wear the talis l'shem mitzvah, so the bracha goes on the mitzvah.
So even if you give it to someone else to use for their aliyah, and then you give it back after, like that would be...
I don't think that would work. If you're all the people in the Breuer's community who get kibbudim, they wear their own talisim. They don't change talisim between each other. If you were to give the talis to someone else, it's over. Then it's not going to help. You'd have the same shayla. In such a case, I would not make a bracha, because really you're putting on the talis only for the kibbud. But in the case in Breuer's, they're keeping it on longer, so they're wearing it the shem mitzvah. So there you'd make a bracha. Yes. Rabbi Willig once told me that if you wear a talis only to be a shliach tzibur, so then you should not have to make a bracha. It's understood that he's going to be davening his private shmona esrei first, but that's just the nature of the story, right? But the ikar, you're wearing the talis as a shliach tzibur, you're serving as the shliach tzibur even for the private shmona esrei as well. So if you put it on only as a shliach tzibur, even though it's on for a long period of time, but there's no chiyuv to make a bracha.